Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus. And joining me in the studio, so excited, I've got Mark Montoya. How are you today, Mark?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Mark, I get a chat with you in the studios once a year. Sometimes two times a year. Sometimes you come in for post office stuff. But
yeah,
for the most part, every once in a while. But for the most part, I can always count on you showing up around this time because Helpers Christmas Town festivities, and it's always so much fun. We got to make sure everyone knows about it.
Yeah, we got a lot of upcoming things. Excited for Helper to put on our Christmas Town Festival.
What annual is this?
32nd.
32nd. That is incredible.
It's a lot of years.
That is so many years. But you know what's really cool about it is after you've been doing something for that many years, there are families that have moved out of state that don't live in Carbon County anymore. They still come for this event because it's just a family tradition and it's one of the ways they celebrate the holidays.
Yeah, believe it or not, we had a person that works in tourism that did statistics. They said over 8,000 people come between the 2 days.
Are you kidding me?
And you've seen the crowds.
Oh, yeah. Huge. I see the crowds.
Huge.
I love it. It's such a great time. But you know what, Mark? A lot of people might not realize it's always the very first full weekend in December. So if there's a Friday and a Saturday in December, that's the weekend. If it's just a Saturday, no, it's not that weekend.
Exactly. That's the best way to describe it.
So that is going to be the Helper Electric Light Parade both nights. It's Friday and Saturday. But what's really great about it is it's not just the parade. Now, both nights you can go to the chili dinner at the Helper Auditorium.
Yeah, that dinner starts serving at 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock. And that because the parade starts at 7, it's great food. Brenda makes great homemade chili. It's not from a can. It's all from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good.
It definitely is. So you can go and get yourself dinner. Take the whole family. Get dinner. Nice and warm chili on a cold night. It's perfect. Then you just walk outside, find a place, watch the parade, and it's both nights, Friday and Saturday. But Mark, Saturday is usually the bigger night for a good reason.
Well, Saturday we have activities all day starting at 8 a.m. We have breakfast with Santa, and it runs until 11 a.m. It's another great opportunity for your kids to have us sit down, chat with Santa, and let them know what they want for Christmas. And you can get a good breakfast at the same time. It's one of our major fundraisers, so we can't do anything without money, unfortunately.
Right.
So we have to have these little fundraisers to keep our efforts going. And then 4 o'clock is the chili dinner, like you mentioned, 7 o'clock parade, and then after the parade, we have the grand finale fireworks.
Yep, and it's always an incredible show. So think about that. When you're going to the chili dinner, when you're going to breakfast with Santa, think about the fireworks show that you see. All the funds came from that event the year prior.
Exactly. Like, that's how we make our money to pay for those fireworks. What's the number one thing that people always, I find out that people don't know about the fireworks? They're choreographed to music.
They are choreographed to music. So that's really cool. So Saturday, after the parade is over, you don't have to leave Helper Main Street. You can either sit in your car. A lot of people will come and sit on the bleachers right on Main Street. But I've also seen a ton of people that go and sit in their car, find a nice place to park, turn on that heater, and then you can turn on the radio to 95.3 The Peak, and the music is choreographed with the fireworks show, so you can listen to the music, watch the fireworks. It's always a great time.
Exactly. And if you're standing outside watching the fireworks, you usually play the music for them.
Yep, we've got the music on Main Street.
Yeah, so either way, just remember that those Christmas fireworks are choreographed to music. It's pretty cool.
It definitely is. And it's such a great way to just kind of get the family together. You know, the kids love the parade. We always do a little dancing and have fun and just, you know, it's just a party the whole time.
Yep. And just on that note, we can't have a parade without floats. We are still accepting applications. We have no deadline. You can just show up with your float and we'll let you in the parade. If you have any questions about it, you can call me at 435-650-4180. Or you can go to our Facebook page, Help Utah's Christmas Town. And there's a website on there. You can download the application and the parade guidelines. And you're welcome to join our parade. It's a great way for businesses to advertise. And it's a cheap way for it to do it. A lot of people see those floats.
Right, for sure. And you know, Mark, I love the fact that you don't ever put a deadline on, and that's for a good reason. You can literally decide Friday, Saturday morning even, the last day of the parade. If you weren't in it Friday, that's fine. Come Saturday. Here's the best part. It's in the dark, so nobody needs to see anything of the logistics of the float. If you just throw a bunch of stuff on there, just throw on some lights. That's all they're going to see, and that's all they care about.
That's my number one advice to give everybody. It doesn't matter what it looks like during the day. Just make sure it's well lit, and that's what people come to see, is a well lit float.
Right, for sure. And you know, in years past, it's been business owners, it's been different companies, it's even been families or a block, yeah, the whole entire street.
We have different categories. We have business categories, we have family categories, church categories, nonprofit organization, government. So yeah, like a lot of families have, sometimes they do it as a Christmas tradition. They build a float and they have fun doing it.
Yeah, it's always a really good time. So make sure to come on out. Make sure to head on over to the Facebook page, Utah Christmas Town. See the full schedule of events because we just gave you a lot of info and not a lot of time. So you can always stay updated on all the great things, times, places, and make sure to take the entire family out and do something fun for Utah's Christmas Town this year. Mark, is there anything else you wanted to mention today?
That's it. We just look forward to seeing you and hope you come out and enjoy our festivities.
For sure. That has been another Castle Country Focus, and you can hear this interview in its entirety. Just head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.